Hello, everyone. I'm Catherine Calloway at the CNN Center with a look at what's happening now in the news. Work is proceeding in both the House and Senate on reaching a consensus health care reform bill. Democrats are meeting behind closed door to merge two Senate bills, hoping to bring the finished product to the floor by the end of the week. Three other bills need to be merged in the House. Four of the five bills in Congress do include a public or government-run option. Iranian officials are linking the U.S. and Pakistan to a group that carried out a suicide attack. The U.S. calls the accusations completely false. At least 42 people were killed in yesterday's bombing, including key leaders of the elite Revolutionary Guard. State-run Iranian media says the People's Resistance Movement of Iran has claimed responsibility for the attack. Felony charges may be filed as early as today against Richard and Mayuma Heaney. This is for claiming that their six-year-old son was on board a homemade Mylar balloon when it floated away from their backyard Thursday afternoon. The Larimer County Sheriff says that the entire incident was a publicity stunt. Now, the parents deny the balloon flight was a hoax, but they could face a series of felony charges, including conspiracy, contributing to the delinquency of a minor, and attempting to influence a public servant. Some immigrant rights activists don't want you to buy two popular Halloween costumes. The groups are asking stores and websites to stop selling illegal alien costumes. One includes an alien mask, an orange prison jumpsuit, and a green card, and the other shows the alien with a droopy handlebar mustache and baseball cap. Critics call them mean and offensive, but others say they're just funny. Target removed the costumes from its website after the complaints. Those are the headlines for you this hour. Stay with CNN for more on these stories and other news of the day.